So I'm kind of nervous. So if I stutter or something a lot, I'm sorry. All right. Living with a disability my whole life has definitely changed my life in good and in bad ways. And I'd like to share with you guys the things that God has taught me through it. So first we'll pray and then we'll jump right into it. Dear God, thank you for the gift of us all being able to be here tonight. Thank you we all got here safely. Thank you that all the kids were able to make it tonight. Please be with me and be able just to speak your wisdom through me and for tonight not to go without any just go without any interruptions. And thank you for the gift of us all being here tonight. Amen. So from the world's point of view, living with a disability, you're categorized differently. So they kind of people will look at you and they think that you're unlucky or you're unfortunate or like you weren't in God's favor or whatever. You've heard a lot. But as Christians, that isn't and shouldn't be the way that we think about it. I shouldn't focus on all my imperfections by what I can't and can't do. Sorry. And before and even after I became a Christian, I would question my worth and God's plan for me and be confused on why He would choose this path for me. And not just for me, but for others in the world. But getting out of that mindset of what all I couldn't do, instead asking, how can I glorify Him through my weakness instead of complaining or protesting against it to Him all the time? Disabilities aren't a punishment, rather, they provide a platform for God's glory to be revealed, not just in the lives of the disabled, but in the lives of everyone around them. So there are two points that in my journey that helped me through that I would like to focus on and share with you guys tonight. The first one is how everyone's path is chosen by God, no matter where you come from or anything. And the second, how we can glorify Him through our weaknesses and imperfections. So, first in Jeremiah 1, verse 5, it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." I love all of Jeremiah, but I really love this verse for how it just communicates and shows us how God didn't just allow bad things to happen to us. He chose it purposefully. And in my case, my disability was a part of my journey. Persevering through it has taught me a lot. And as a Christian, it's given me peace knowing God has a plan for all of us. And none of us was a mistake or an accident. He says again in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know what I have, for I know the plans I have for you." And you guys all probably know the verse. That's another reminder of how we were all chosen by God before we were born. He knew exactly the path that He had for us. There are many more verses in the Bible telling us how God formed us purposefully and beautifully. As Kyle mentioned last week in Psalms 139, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. It should give all of us, and it gives me a lot of peace going through our life to grow in our journey in faith. As someone who struggled a lot to accept the way I was, it didn't help me if I was hung up on all the things that I couldn't do. But my inherent worth and value were not defined by my abilities, but by my being a bearer of God's image. God loved me before I was even born. And it's a good reminder that I shouldn't be focusing on all my imperfections, but how me glorifying God through my struggles. Living with my disability has definitely taught me, has humbled me a lot. I used to be hung up on, I had a lot of pride issues because I didn't walk the same way as other people or I didn't look what I thought normal people should look like. But He humbled me a lot through that. He's taught me how to be more patient because there are a lot of things that I realized I couldn't do when I got older. And so He's taught me a lot of patience through that, which has taught me to lead more with love. So like if others have to be patient with me, it's taught me like to lead with love with other people. And it's brought me even closer to my journey with God. My disability wasn't my prison, but was in fact the thing in my life that would lead me closer to God. for God works through our weaknesses and disabilities, using them as opportunities to demonstrate his power and bring about his purposes. So second, how could I, as a Christian, glorify God through my weakness? And how can my disability bring me closer to God? I used to think my disability defined who I was, which of course it didn't, but I got stuck in that mindset. But it also helped me find my worth in something greater than if my legs had worked. As mentioned in John 9, verse 2 through 3, when Jesus' disciples ask him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the work of God might be displayed in him." My worth and purpose was to bring glory to God despite everything else. I am defined by God, not by what anyone or what I thought of myself. I remember it changed in my mind after I became a Christian. I defined myself as Kaylin Rosenow, the girl with a disability. But then after I became a Christian, it was Kaylin Rosenow, a child of God. And I definitely, after I became a Christian, I stopped with all my struggles and didn't think about my disability anymore. But it wasn't the focus of my mind anymore. I had God help me focus it on him and how I wasn't, no one is defined by their disability, and I was a part of that. And I can definitely say without my disability, I would not have learned these lessons as well as if I didn't have them. It's definitely been hard, but very redeeming at the same time. In 2 Corinthians 12:8-10, Paul talks about his thorn. But listening to his words, now he puts his weakness in God's hands, encourages us all. "Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecution, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" That's always been a really good reminder for me. It's kind of crazy to think that in our moments of weakness, we're stronger in God. But like in my personal journey, I've had to rely on him more because of my weakness, which has definitely furthered me in his path for me. This verse also reminds us that in our moments of weakness and vulnerability, we have a unique opportunity to lean on God's strength and witness his power. And that's the case for anyone with a disability. Some people have, you know, Down syndrome or autism or a learning disability, and who can't get out of bed, you know, who are stuck in a wheelchair their whole life. And it's not only, like, to them, sometimes, like, they won't even notice that they have a disability, but I feel like God uses them as to further our journey with him. So sometimes we have to be more patient with them or more understanding, and I think that will teach us how to interact and lead with love better. But also through their weaknesses, each of us are tested in our own trials that will shape us and refine our faith. And not all of the days are easy. Sometimes we have to fight. I have to fight with the urge to complain, or whether it's I'm dealing with myself or with other people who might need more patience. But it's definitely helped me knowing that this is a part of God's plan for me. And before, when people would say that to me, like my parents, or even like if I read the Bible and it told me that, it'd be hard to believe, just like he gave me a disability, that's part of his plan for you. It kind of sounded cold and callous to me, which of course isn't, but it's through my journey, I think from my point of view, it's definitely helped me realize that God cares for all of us, and that he wasn't just allowing me to have this disability or anything. It was part of his journey for me for my life and for the lives around me even. And I needed to focus not on all the bad, but also on the good. Like, I can still walk, which I will always be forever grateful for. And sorry, give me a moment. It also, with other people's challenges and vulnerabilities, it invites us to extend kindness, empathy, and support. I have a lot of siblings who have disabilities, and my experience with them, I definitely had to be more patient and kind and humble. And not all days am I, but through not only my experience, but through theirs, I can witness God's journey in me and in my siblings and everyone around them. And it has inspired humility and dependence on God, not only through them, but as me witnessing how they also journey through their life without a disability. They've also been good examples to me. I tend to complain a lot or just get down in the dumps sometimes, and they've been great encouragements to me also to know that not to get hung up on it. One of my sisters, she'll go throughout the whole day with a big smile on her face, and I could learn a lot through that. And so I think I would definitely say it took me a while to get to the place that I am now, and even some days they're still hard, but being in God's word all the time and seeing the examples around me and just following this path with God has definitely led me to a more peaceful and understanding of his plan for me, and no matter what path that takes. And then the last thing I wanted to say is I wanted to thank everyone here, actually, because ever since I joined youth group, not once have you guys ever made me awkward or ashamed or out of place, but you guys welcomed me and my siblings and some of my friends, and that's exactly what we're supposed to do as Christians. So I just wanted to say thank you. And that's all I have to say.